So have you ever been in, you know, one of the big department stores and looked around and kind of wondered, why on earth is the marketing for kids so gendered? I mean, woo, 1950s level gendered still. It can be hard to avoid when shopping for children. Products aimed at girls are pink and products for boys are blue. In the UK, Clarks has had to withdraw a school shoe for girls called Dolly Babe over accusations of sexism, particularly because the equivalent boys' style is called, you ready for it? Just to be really clear, it's called Leader. That's it. The boys' shoes are called Leader. The girls' ones, Dolly Babe. Julie Huberman is the co-founder of Play Unlimited. They're an advocacy group working against gendered marketing of toys for kids. Welcome to RN Drive.
Hi, thank you.
Do you think the criticism levelled at Clark's shoes over this marketing is fair? I mean, what was your reaction to the story when you saw it?
I do, and actually I think there are sort of two separate criticisms being levelled at Clark's shoes at the moment. The one that you mentioned is one of them, and the other one is a separate one that's come from a parent and others about the difference in the actual quality of the shoes. So that the girls' shoes are all sort of Mary Janes and ballet flats and not very good for running around in, that kind of thing, whereas the boys' shoes are all more, you know, like sort of sporty shoes and things that are more sturdy and keep your feet dry when it rains and are good for running around. So there's this whole quality issue as well as the names of them.
So just controversial question, isn't it up to parents? Yeah. Like, can't, I don't know, like I like my girls to be comfortable and actually they like to be comfortable and I do only have girls. They kind of vote with their feet. Did you like that? I mean, they choose comfortable shoes and, you know, they'd probably buy the boy ones if they were more comfortable. Can't parents just deal with it themselves?
Well, that's certainly true and that's what my kids do as well. But the fact is that they shouldn't have to. Why should girls have to buy boys' shoes? You know, there should be shoes for girls that are practical. And there are also, I mean, so plenty of kids are happy to do that, which is fine. But there are also kids that aren't. And those kids will feel restricted to buying the ones for their gender. And they will then, you know, they're talking about, this is reasons why so many girls drop out of sports. You know, if you don't have shoes that you can run around in, then you're not going to be very good at sports. You're not going to want to run around. And so, you know, it's part of that whole,
And how susceptible are kids to the marketing? Because, you know, I think anyone who's a parent or hangs out with kids, you don't have to be a parent, knows they're very easily susceptible. I mean, you know, we went through that period where we had to buy those annoying Beanie Boos and, you know, we're in trouble if we didn't. You know, they're pretty high end, aren't they, kids?
Mm-hmm. They are, and they're very, you know, what their friends say matters as well. So even if the kid actually, you know, say a girl really like wanted some of the shoes in the boy section, they might be reluctant to buy them because they would then go to school and kids would say, oh, those are boy shoes. Why do you have boy shoes? You know, peer pressure is really important for kids. And so, that's another reason why they might restrict themselves to the shoes that are marketed for their gender, even if they're not as good.
Yeah, it's a fascinating topic. Julie, thank you so much for coming on and giving me your view.
No problem. Thank you.
Julie Huberman there. She's the co-founder of Play Unlimited. It's an advocacy group working against gendered marketing of toys for kids. I know some people who think companies should be left alone, that this is kind of, this is, you know, political correctness gone mad. Others who say, well, it's, you know, you've got to challenge this stuff. I wonder what you think. 0418-226-576 is the text line. Does it drive you nuts? Maybe it doesn't. Let me know.